I'd like now to listen to the Treasury Hour. The program is already in progress.
Thanks very much, Miss Carolina Segura. This is the Treasury Hour, Millions 40 Cents. Still to come, Carmen Miranda, Noel Coward, and Robert Montgomery. But first, a brief pause for station identification.
General Electric Station.
Our program continues transcribed.
This is the Treasury Hour, and here again is your master of ceremonies, Ricardo Cortez.
Ladies and gentlemen, at this moment, in bomb-battered, stout-hearted London, two good friends of mine and yours are standing at a microphone in the studio of the BBC. They're Noel Coward and Bob Montgomery. It's a long 2,000 miles to London after naval patrols who helped convoy the ships across. But Bob Montgomery and Noel Coward can make their contribution to this Navy edition of the Treasury Hour as quickly as I can say, "Go ahead, London."
Good evening. This is Robert Montgomery speaking to you from London. On behalf of Vice Admiral Gormley and the officers and men attached to his staff of naval observers in the United Kingdom, I extend Navy Day greetings and good wishes to the Secretary of the Navy, Mr. Frank Knox, the Chief of Naval Operations, Admiral Stark, and to our brother officers and men of the Navy and Marine Corps. The 27th of October is Navy Day. It has always been a great day at home, and we who have the honor of serving in the United States Navy and foreign posts feel that Navy Day this year should give the people of our country an opportunity to understand more fully why we have a Navy, and we hope appreciate what they... And now on behalf of myself, and speaking quite unofficially, all my friends in England, when they heard I was to speak directly to America tonight, have swamped me with messages, some of them personal, some of them general, but all of them affectionate, to their friends in America. I know that you are interested in what is going on in the ordinary life of England today. I can tell you that England today has, as you all know so well, her gallantry and her courage. She has faced her fight and will continue to face it until that fight is won. And I believe that one of the chief things that is contributing to the spirit of England is the ability of her people to enjoy themselves when and how they can. One man who has added enormously to that enjoyment is here in the studio with me tonight. He is an old friend of mine and yours, Noel Coward. He's going to sing you two of his newest songs. The first one he wrote quite some time ago and dedicated it with sympathy and admiration to the Home Guard. The song is called, "Could You Please Oblige Us with a Bren Gun?" A Bren Gun, the British version of a Tommy gun, was sadly lacking in the ranks of the Home Guard when Noel wrote this song. Speaking as one who has seen the Home Guard, I should say that the song has had its effect. And now, Noel Coward.
Colonel Montmorency, who was in Calcutta in 92, emerged from his retirement for the war. He wasn't very pleased with all he heard and all he saw, but whatever he felt, he tightened his belt and organized the corps. Oh, Colonel Montmorency thought, considering all the wars he fought, the Home Guard was his job to do or die. But after days and weeks and years, bravely drying his manly tears, He wrote the following letter to the Minister of Supply. Could you please oblige us with the Bren gun? Or failing that, a hand grenade would do. He got some ammunition in a rather damp condition. And Major Hunt has an arc quiver that was used at Waterloo. When the vicar stirrups on the pitchfork and the flame, it's rather hard to guard an aerodrome. So if you can't oblige us with the Bren gun, the home guard might as well go home. Could you please oblige us with a Bren gun? We're getting awfully tired of drawing lots. Today we had a shipment of some curious equipment, and just for a prank they sent us a tank that ties a close in knots. On Sunday's mock invasion, Captain Clark was heard to say he hadn't even got a brush and comb. So if you can't arrive just with the Bren gun, the home guard might as well go home. Colonel Montmorency planned, in case the enemy tried to land, to drive them back with skill and armored force. He realized his army should be mechanized, of course, but somewhere inside, experience cried, my kingdom for a horse. Oh, Colonel Montmorency tried, at infinite cost of time and pride, to tackle his superiors again. Having just one motorbike, 14 swords and a marlin spike, he wrote the following letter in the following urgent strain. Could you please oblige us with the Bren gun? We need it very badly, I'm afraid. Our local crossword solver has an excellent revolver, but during a short attack on a fort, the trigger got mislaid. In course of operation, planned for Friday afternoon, our orders are to storm the Hippodrome. So if you can't oblige us with the Bren gun, the home guard might as well go home. Could you please oblige us with the Bren gun? The lack of one is wounding to our pride. Last night we found the cutest little German parachutist. He looked at our kit and giggled a bit and laughed until he cried. We'll have to hide that armored car. We're marching to Berlin. We'd almost be ashamed of it in a row. So if you can't oblige us with the Bren gun, the home guard might as well go home. And now, I should like to sing you a song that I wrote immediately after the spring blitzes in London. I hope the song will explain itself. It's called London Pride. London Pride has been handed down to us. London Pride is a flower that's free. London Pride means our own dear town to us, and our pride is forever will be. All rise up, see the cost of battles, the vegetable medals and the fruit pile high. All rise up, little London sparrows, Covent Garden Market, where the costers cry. Company feet mark the beat of history, every street in the memory down. Nothing ever could quite replace the grace of London town. There's a little city flower every spring unveiling, growing in the crevices by some London railing. Though it has a Latin name, in town and countryside, we in England call it London Pride. London Pride has been handed down to us. London Pride is a flower that's free. London Pride means our own dear town to us, and our pride it forever will be. Hey, lady, when the day is dawning, see the policeman yawning on his lonely beat. Hey, lady, later in the morning, hear your footsteps echo in the empty street. Early rain and the pavement glistening, all Park Lane in a shimmering gown. Nothing ever could break the charm of of London town. In our city darkened now, street and square and crescent, we can feel our living past in our shadowed present. Ghosts beside our solid tenements, who lived and loved and died, keep throughout the ages London pride. London pride has been handed down to us. London pride is a power that frees. London pride means our own dear town to us, and our pride is forever will be. Grey cities, stubbornly implanted, taken so for granted for a thousand years. Grey cities, smokily enchanted, cradle of our memories, our hopes and fears. Every blip your resistance happening, from the rip to the anchor down, nothing ever could override the pride of London.
Good night, everybody. Good night to you all. We return you now to New York.
Thanks. Many thanks, Bob Montgomery and Noel Coward. It's good to hear from you both again. The best of luck to you and to all of England. And now here's my friend Larry Elliott again.
2,000 years ago, the famous Roman historian Tacitus made a statement which today is even more true than in his time. He said, power acquired by guilt seldom has been directed to any good end or useful purpose. Never have these words been truer. The forces of the dictators have been dedicated to brutality, conquest, and robbery of man's rights and freedom. But America has dedicated herself to the preservation of her democracy and to the restoration of justice for all the world. For the sake of yourself and your liberty, buy United States defense bonds and stamps, and keep on buying them.
Now a 21-voice salute and music to the Navy with Barry Wood, William Hargrave, Treasury Hour Orchestra and Choir, and Graham McNamee presenting the Navy Song of America.
Symphony, whose dominating themes of freedom, equality, liberty are supported by a thousand counterstrains. Some verses are soft and sweet, while others make us know with each brave note that courage, purpose, strength are ours. Songs like those which our nation's Navy sings. The Navy, never faltering from devotion to its duty, the men who man each man of war with a spirit of sheer gallantry. They measured up unfailingly to every standard imposed upon them. And here tonight is our salute in the language of their songs to the high brotherhood of our Navy. So all hands on deck, cast off with the Navy Song of America. And the sail and the danger are a rugged trio, teaching lessons of philosophy and courage
which make seamen their colorful selves, and make their sweethearts and their wives loyal, understanding, well worth saluting in spirit and song.
Of all the wives is there, you know, yo, there's none like Nancy Lee, I know, yo. See, there she stands and waves her hand upon the key. And every day when I'm away, she'll watch for me. And whisper low when tempers blow for Jack at sea. Yo-ho, lad, oh, yo. The sailor's wife, the sailor's star shall be. Oh, we go across the sea. The sailor's wife, the sailor's star shall be. The sailor's wife is gone, shall be.
Our salute to our Navy, its officers and men, is written tonight in song, sung from the grateful heart of our country to the powerful fleet of the United States Navy, dedicated to the defense of America, standing strong and ready against the tyrants of the world. We are grateful to the naval heroes of yesterday and the naval men of today who helped give us the assurance that the America of tomorrow will sail on, steady as she goes.
Anchors away, my boys, anchors away. Farewell to love, it's yours. We sail at break of day, 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 day. Through our last night on shore, cling to the foam. Until we meet once more, here's wishing you a happy voyage home.
Heave a ho, there, sailor, everybody be compliant with me. Heave a ho, there, sailor, for you're gonna sail and break of day. Sing away, sing away.
Something.
Why, it's Carmen Miranda.
It's certainly nice having you here tonight, Carmen.
Muito obrigado.
Yeah, and how would you like to meet Ricardo Cortez?
Ricardo Cortez? Gostaria muito, muito. Ele é muito simpático. Gostaria muito.
Well, what does that mean?
Now you are cooking with steam.
You mean cooking with gas?
Steam, no gas up 7 o'clock.
Hello, Miss Miranda. It's a pleasure to meet you.
Ricardo Cortez. Simpático. Muito simpático, muito simpático, muito simpático. He's pretty,
eh? Miss Miranda, tell me, how do you like our American movies?
Gosto muito de Estive Lá Nove Meses, gostei muito nisso. Mas gosto muito de Fifth Stage. I like uproar.
Uproar?
Uproar.
No. She means she likes opera. Romeo and Juliet, Samson and Delilah, Tristan and Isolde.
No, Olson Johnson. I like uproar.
Yeah, that's right. I hear you're going into their new musical, Sons of Fun, aren't you, Carmen?
Yes, yes.
Oh, that's swell. Look, Ricardo, why don't you be a pal and ask her if she'll go out with me tonight?
Oh, yeah? Well, I'll see what I can do. Miss Miranda.
Uh-huh.
This Wood fellow, he's a glamour boy, you know.
A glamour boy.
Un gran fino, a woman chaser, you know. Gaviro, a big gigolo. Well, how do you say it, you know, in Brazil?
You mean, he's the wolf.
Hey, Rick, you're really lots of help. Look, Miss Miranda, how would you like to go out with the best man singer in the world, huh?
Fine, I like it. But the Bing Crosby, he's married.
No, Miss Miranda, Barry Wood here is a singer, too. Go on, show her, Barry, show
her. Okay, I'll show her.
Annie Barnes today.
Hey, he's a Hepcat, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a strickling the great.
All right, Annie Barnes today.
I hear. Listen to Barry's things, love me very much. Very much.
Well, that's very sweet of you, Carmen, but it isn't learned you. It's taught you.
He listens to you sing it. Stature.
I give up.
And now Miss Miranda will sing Ribola Bola.
Sure, Ribola Bola, Brazilian song.
Present a narrative ballad written especially for the pre-Navy Day Treasury Hour by Herman Wolfe. The author dedicates it to the Commander-in-Chief of the Navy, who has made it one of his life works to bring our naval forces to their present pitch of fighting power, President Franklin D. Roosevelt. This is a poem of the shipyard, where a battleship is known by the mark BB, the rhyme of the BB-66, read by Mr. Frank Lovejoy.
It is the BB-66 they launched today at 3. The mighty BB-66 that was built to keep men free. And the people's roar swells up from shore as she slides into the sea. And when this ship goes down the waves, there's more on her ribs than steel. The hope and love of 1,000 men are built into her keel. There's a nation's pride in her iron side, and liberty is at the wheel. High in a tower on New York Isle, there burned a lonely light. And ship designer William Lodge worked late into the night sketching the BB-66 in penciled black and white. Sprung from along New England line of clear-eyed men of the sea, this William Lodge put heart and soul in the ship to keep men free. Lovingly balanced every ton, carefully placed each giant gun, his pencil dropped, his work was done. "I think she'll go," he said. And when this ship goes down the ways, there's more on her ribs than steel. New England's love of the rights of man is shaped into her keel. There's tyrant hate in her armor plate, and fear of God at the wheel. The welding flame burned acrid blue too strong for human eyes. The welders wore weird iron masks like creatures from the skies. But they worked as human beings work for things that all men prize. The welding speck red blue too strong for human eyes. The welders wore weird iron masks like creatures in the sky. But they worked as human beings work for things that all men prize. The welding flame moved straight and true in the hands of Scott McBride. And Big Jake Lesnick, the Pole, worked strongly by his side. And the growing DB-66 was all their joy and pride. And there was Otto Peterson of Norway's stock was he. He thought of men betrayed in chains far, far across the sea. And his jaw set tight as he worked by night on the ship to keep men free. Oh, when this ship goes down the ways, there's more on her ribs than steel. The brotherhood of kindly men is welded in her keel. There's the Christian dream in her metal gleam and tolerance at the wheel. Then came the riggers, muscled men to swing the guns in place. The best was colored Dixie Joe with smiling gold-toothed face. 5 tons of bulkhead on a crane he could swing with cat-like grace. And as he worked, he sang a tune he learned when still a boy of Lincoln setting black men free. And his body hummed with joy, and he tossed a cannon mount around like a fragile Christmas toy. Then came machinists, engineers, 100 more like these, and felt her pounding strength to drive her through the seas to defend the spot where men serve God in any church they please. At last came Captain Paul DeVries to explore from stem to stern. And like the Dutch, he spoke not much on shore at his return. But the light of freedom in his eye more brightly seemed to burn. Oh, when this ship goes down the ways, there's more on her ribs than steel. The hope and love of 1,000 men are built into her keel. Strong with the blood of the free and the brave. Oh, but proud she will ride the waves. For her high, clear destiny is to save her land from a tyrant's heel. It is the BB-66 that they launched today at 3. And the people's roar wells up from shore as she slides into the sea. For the ship will ride on the first flood tide and sail to keep men free.
For the Treasury Hour is donated to our government for national defense by the Bendix Aviation Corporation. This is Graham McNamee speaking, saying goodnight all, and bye bond.
This program, ladies and gentlemen, the U.S. Treasury program, was presented to our Eastern audience at an earlier hour, but for the convenience of our West Coast listeners, it was transcribed for presentation at this time. This is the Blue Network of the National Broadcasting Company. One moment, please.